तथा जनेषु अभिज्ञेषु अभिज्ञ जनेषु नो अटैचमेंट व्यासदेव सुखदेव गोस्वामी नारद मुनि और आचार्य रामानुजाचार्य दे हैव नो रिस्पेक्ट फॉर देम दे आर क्रिएटिंग दे आर हाउलिंग हैविंग दैट्स ऑल हाउ दे कैन बी
Among the Krishna mantras.
No, why do you say Krishna mantra?
No, mantras.
Mantra.
I am coming to mantra. King Krishna, Govinda, Gopijan, Vallabhai. Is that not a very powerful Krishna mantra?
Yeah.
That is better than Hare Krishna.
No. Hare Krishna is therefore called Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
This you regard as the higher than any other.
Oh yeah, therefore it's called Mahamantra.
But I was told that the Sudarshan Chakra was Mahabala Parakrama, Mahavipati Nivarana, Bhakta Jana Kalpana Kalpana. That is a very powerful one.
Yeah, everything in relationship with God is powerful. But the name in this age is the most powerful. Vidyanaveva Krishnasya Mukta Sanna Param Bhuje.
And the word Om has been praised in the Upanishads.
Yeah.
But
Om means Pranava Sarvavedeshu. Krishna said that Rasoham Apsukam Seha Parvatmi Sadhishuja. Pranava Sarvavedeshu. Pranava is Omkar. Sarvavedeshu. That is Pranava, I am. That is sound representation of Krishna.
Then that one word as a mantra, is it not the highest sort of for?
No.
No?
If you keep Krishna, that this Pranava is the sound representation of Krishna, then it is all right. If you think it is separately powerful than Krishna, that is Nama Purad.
I understand.
Yeah. If you accept it, as Krishna says, that I am Pranava, so if you remember Krishna by chanting Omkar, then it is all right.
Otherwise, Om is only given to sannyasis?
Not necessary.
Not necessary.
It is not mentioned there. Anyone chanting Vedic mantra, he has to begin with Omkar.
No, Om, all mantras begin with Om.
Yes, Omkar. So, Sarva Vedeshu.
So, all the Vedic sense of the
Sarva Vedeshu. This is the beginning. That's why we take Bhagavat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva.
एतद् अक्षरं ब्रह्म एतद् अक्षरं परम एतद् अक्षरं ज्ञात्वा यद् इच्छति तस्य
डिफिकल्टी दैट वी कंसीडर कृष्णा इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम ओमकार
दैट इज अ मिस्टेक
वेरी गुड
बट देन कृष्णा इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम ब्रह्म
दिस ओमकार एज कृष्णास साउंड रिप्रेजेंटेशन देन इट इज ऑल
देन इट इज एज गुड एज चैंटिंग कृष्णा
या
But it does not give.
But because Krishna is remembered, if you take Omkar as Krishna's sound representation, then Krishna is remembered.
But Krishna is three letters, Om is one.
That doesn't matter.
And in the last minute when you are dying, you
Krishna
can easily.
Has many names.
Easily
Krishna has name Govinda. It is not three letters, it is more than that. Krishna has so many thousands of Advaita Vachati Anadi Ananta. So therefore Krishna advises for the beginners, just try to remember me in this way. Rasoham of Sukhavati. I am the taste and the water. water, you must be drinking twice, thrice, four times. So when you drink water, the taste satisfies your thirst. So if you simply remember, this taste is Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness.
When you eat food, that also the taste is Krishna.
No, it's especially of the water.
Of water.
Krishna is everything.
But water
but
is...
specifically he mentioned the taste of the water. So you remember this.
It's very interesting. So every time you drink water...
Yeah, you can remember Krishna. What is the wrong and what is the loss?
No.
But you follow Krishna's instruction. Yes, it does. There is no difficulty to become Krishna conscious.
Why do you tape record?
Everything Prabhupada speaks, we tape record. And then everyone in the world can listen.
Someone said that the word Om is given to sannyasis and it leads to
Krishna Vairagya. Krishna does not say.
It's not so.
Someone we don't take authority. Someone. There are so many someone. We don't care for them. What Krishna says, we are.
But this Kathopinashad praises Om. Etad avalambanam sreshtam. Etad avalambanam param. Etad avalambanam gyatva. Brahmaloke mahiyate.
Yes, Upanishad is giving lesson counter part of this material world. Because just like you are stressing on Omkar, because you do not give much importance to Krishna. In the material world, Krishna, they think Krishna is one of the historical person. Abhijanatri mang murha, manasim tanuvasa. So Upanishad is teaching us in an indirect way about the importance of Krishna. Upanishad, to bring you nearby. Because we have got so many material conceptions. If we say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you may not like it. Therefore, Omkar is Krishna. So you are giving lesson on Omkar. Although Krishna and Omkar is not different, but you would not like Krishna. In your present position, you would not like Krishna's name.
Why?
No, therefore you are stressing.
No, I have read all this and I am trying to reconcile.
So that is for the neophyte.
The reconciliation is there. Om is Krishna, Krishna is Om.
So, if Krishna is, if you are convinced, then what is the objection of Hare Krishna?
No.
Why should you bring so many objections?
Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam.
That is a fact. But because I do not like, therefore Upanishad will give another chance, that you chant Omkar. That is the way. Because unless one is completely purified, he cannot understand Krishna. Jisam tu antagatam papam janana punyakarmana te dandamaha nirmukta bhajanti mahagadirabhya. Krishna bhajan is possible when one is completely free from all kinds of sinful activities. So not everyone is free from sinful activities. Therefore, the indirect way. Otherwise, Upanishad is Ved.
Based on Ved. Yes.
Based. And Krishna said, Vedaishta sarvai aham eva vedam. By studying Vedas, Upanishad, if you do not understand Krishna, that means your study is not complete. Bahunam janmanamante jnanamahana mahang prabhadlati. After studying these indirect information of Krishna. When one is actually learned, wise man, he surrenders to Krishna. Vasudeva sarvamiti, samahatma sudurya. That is very rarely found. This is fact. So if one is intelligent, that if only the most intelligent person, after many, many births, one has to surrender to Krishna, one can do it immediately. Why shall I wait for many, many births? That is intelligent.
Sri Krishna's to Sarnam Nama.
Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That is intelligent. But that intelligence is not possible for ordinary person. Sa Mahatma Sudurga. One who gets this intelligence, such kind of Mahatma is very, very rarely found. To take it immediately. Aya Krishna Sarvamiti. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That is very difficult. Manushanam sahasresha. Kaschit jatati siddhat. Jatatam api siddhanam kaschit betti mahatma. It is not so easy to understand Krishna or to accept Krishna as all in all. Vasudeva. But if you take it, you are fortunate.
And the only way to attain is reciting the name.
Yes. Krishna says, Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyaji Magnamus. Do that. Therefore the temple is there. Everyone may come and see Krishna and think of him. What is the reason? But he will not come. He has concluded that Krishna is Nirakar. God is Nirakar.
Then Krishna will not come.
Then Krishna, whatever you think, that is your business. Krishna is there everywhere.
He is Nirakar and Sakar.
Nirakar means he has no material akar. That is Nirakar. Akar means we have got, just like I have conception of you. So this akar is your material akar. It is not your real akar. Dehinasmi yatha dehe. The real person is within the body. But we have no connection with the real body. We see this outward. Mr. Singh, his dress, his dress.
How to find the... How to get to the Atman, the inner body?
That is the first instruction in Bhagavad Gita. The first of all, try to understand what is the person. So, because we have no eyes to see, indirectly, Dehina Svinja Thadhe Kuma Na Nathe Handavane Sarire Antavattu Ime Deha Nitta Sokta Sarire Na. So many things. Nayam Dhati Pavakam. So many indirect way, because we cannot directly perceive. What is called? Definition by negation. Nāyanaṁ chindanti. Negation. So that we can have some idea
of what it is.
It is not material. Because matter, chindanti, any matter, it can be destroyed, it can be cut into pieces, it can be melted in fire, it can be moistened. So when we cannot understand things, it is given in the definition of negation.
But then it's much better to worship in God in form.
Yes, that is intelligence. If we accept Krishna immediately, manmana bhava, then your life is successful. Krishna says, manmana bhava bhakta madhyaj mangava mame vaishyasi asangusaya. He says, But they are not interested. Abhijananti mangura. Krishna is a historical person. I shall think of him. I shall think of Omkar. And you cannot think of Omkar. You can hear. And as soon as you think of Omkar, it comes form. There is no impersonality.
No person.
It again becomes personal. So they want to avoid personality. And as well as think of him, it becomes a very troublesome job. Klesha adhikatarastrisham abhaktyasakta chetusham. They cannot think of abhakta, impersonal. But they are trying to think of, and that is a very troublesome job. Tisha klesala eva avushishyate. Such attempt means he can simply guess the result of his hard work, endeavor. That's all. He doesn't get any substance.
So with faith, accept the...
No faith, it is fact. Faith is blind.
Faith is blind?
Yes. Faith with good knowledge, that's nice. If you have good knowledge of Krishna and you have faith, that is very good. But if you, just like Mahavadi, they say, imagine Krishna is God. They say, imagine.
Huh? That is no good.
That is no good.
Wonderful.
Kalpana. They say kalpana. Sadhukana vitarthaya brahmas rupa kalpana. Rupa kalpana. But Krishna's rupa is not kalpana, it is fair. The kalpana is not faith, it is blind. Let me imagine some form of Krishna. And therefore gradually they come down to the position that any form you imagine as God, that is all right. They have come to this degradation.
That you can, any form...
Yes. Any form, you imagine that He is God, that will give you success. They say like that.
I think I've taken too much of time.
I'm going there at 6.
Words of enlightenment.
If you get any of Prabhupada's books.
I have got one. I bought all the volumes of the translation of Srila
Prabhupada.
I bought all of them. But some of them have not arrived from United States.
Oh,
the latest ones. And I have a copy.
You are staying in New Delhi?
I stay in The Hague and come to New Delhi when there are no cases.
Oh. Hague?
Holland.
Holland.
Europe.
That is the international court?
Yes, the court is located, the headquarters of the court is there.
I went somewhere that is also international. In Geneva, I think.
Geneva is another headquarters of the... of the United Nations.
Yes.
New York, Geneva. But the headquarters of the court is in The Hague.
So I went to that place in Geneva.
In Geneva, I've got so many... specialized agencies of the United Nations, like the ILO and so on.
Do you think United Nations is making any tangible progress?
Sir, it at least brings people together under one umbrella to discuss. If you did not have that...
But discussion, that I have already explained.
Sir, maybe, but if you don't discuss, you will fight.
No.
Because if A and B don't meet at all,
no.
Then they will have the struggle.
If you have no idea how to come to the conclusion, Chiranga Vichinna. You can, whatever God discussing, you will never come. You do not know what is the aim. Nati vidu sarthaka tinghi Vishnu. Durasayaji bahirathamani.
Maybe so, but if two people, instead of coming to blows, come together to talk,
no, they
it is
blow.
A step in the right direction.
No right direction, because he does not know what is the aim.
They both want to have peace, so they
Everyone wants that, but if he does not know how to attain peace, then go on discussing forever. That is going on.
But it is still a step in the right
direction. I don't
think
there is any.
But the otherwise, what is the aim?
Otherwise, there is, but if you don't take, how it can be? Otherwise, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvabhuko hesharam suidam sarvabhutanam dhyatamam sansimich. This is the process. But
if
that you don't
realization
take it,
does not dawn, till that
then
realization
you go on barking, that is another thing.
So, it's better to bark than to fight.
Then that is your satisfaction, you can do that peacefully.
One day after barking, they will come
no,
to
no, that is, let it be known. Fact, that will never come. If you do not know what is the aim, that is stated in Durasayaji Bahirathamani. This is a bad hope that by this external exhibition of manipulation of energy they will come to peace. It is not possible. Nati vidu sarthaka tinghi Vishnu Durasayaji Bahirathamani. Adanta Govi, Andhajathandhi Rupaniyamana. This kind of leading is made by the blind leaders. See, if the leaders are blind and the followers are blind, what result will be there?
That is true, sir, but that stage has not come. One day it will come.
Yes.
But till that stage and that realization of
no, stage is there, but if the obstinate persons do not take it, yet it is clearly said that, just like Krishna said, Sarvaloka Maheswaram, I am the proprietor of all the lands, all the planet. So how can you say no? There must be someone proprietor.
But then God Himself has created the ego in man.
No. He
if
has
God
created,
is the creator, He is also the creator
no,
of the
he
ego.
He has
in
created
man.
Ego. That is a fact. But you are utilizing the ego in a different way.
Because the realization is not there.
He is giving the intelligence, but you are not accepting.
Maybe so.
Yeah. That is difficult. He has come to give you instruction. Jada jada hi dharma sa glani. When you forget, there is glani, discrepancies in the discharge of your duties. He comes, He gives you instruction, but you don't accept. Now what can be done? The teacher is giving you instruction, but you don't accept. Then how will you educate? This is what. Muranabhijanati mami bhaparamapvam. They do not accept. They will write comments on Bhagavad Gita in their own way. You see? Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yeah. As it is. Don't comment in your own way. You will not get any profit. Well, take for example any law, government law. Can I comment in my own way?
No.
Then why you comment? And
the law is meant for obedience.
That's all. Similarly, if you accept Krishna, the Supreme Lord, then whatever He has said, that's why Arjuna said, sarvamayetam ritangamanne, jadabhadasi kesa. Whatever you are saying, Keshava, I accept them in total. That is acceptance.
On this note, I will